If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. It is our joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be glad to know that God is blessing in a remarkable way in all the ministries of Worth Baptist Church. For example, last Sunday, over 700 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in the Sunday School hour of Worth Baptist Church. There were 7 additions to our church, and a spirit of revival prevails throughout. Let me give you an invitation to come and share with us today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto in the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of God. We teach the Bible, we preach from the Bible, and we believe that God has spoken and God is now speaking by the Holy Spirit through the Bible in this age. So we invite you to come and bring your family for Bible study at 10 o'clock today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. And our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Let me give you a cordial invitation to share these services of worship with us, where we worship Christ in the beauty of holiness every Lord's Day here at Worth Baptist Church. All of the services are planned and designed to meet your spiritual needs, and we invite you to share with us in worship in all of our services today. Our Wednesday evening services are at 7:30. And what a tremendous time of Bible study is our privilege to share every Wednesday night. Now, the month of October, and that's just beginning now tomorrow, a new month, a new opportunity, a new program, October is designated as Harvest Month in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Our annual roundup day will be on Sunday, October 28th. And we're happy to report to you that we are privileged to have Evangelist James Robinson to be our guest on Roundup Day, Sunday, October the 28th. Mark that date on your calendar. Sunday, October 28th, James Robinson will be our special guest here at Worth Baptist Church. So we're looking forward to a tremendous time during the month of October. And I hope that you'll share with us in these exciting days of God's blessings and development and growth and stewardship in the ministries of Worth Baptist Church. Now I want to make a statement about our broadcast. As some of you know who've been listening down through the years, we have been broadcasting over this radio station, KMZK, 1540 on the dial, for 10 years. In fact, today's broadcast is the anniversary of 10 full years of broadcasting the gospel over this station. I regret to report to you that this will be the final broadcast on this station, inasmuch as this station is selling out to a new company and they are going to produce a totally Spanish language program and format. So today's broadcast, Sunday, September 30th, 1979, is the final broadcast in this series of Worth Baptist Hour over this station. At this point, we have not secured time on any other station in the area. We are negotiating with several other stations, and if we can arrange a program, we will advertise it in the local newspapers, so you be on the lookout. I remind you that we regret to announce that today is the final broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour over this radio station that is selling out to a new company. You pray with us in these matters as far as the future of our program is concerned, because we would like to keep coming to you every Lord's Day by radio. I know it's been a blessing to many of you for this 10-year period, or maybe you've been listening only a short while. Whatever, we appreciate all of the cards and the letters and the prayers, and we would really like to hear from you about your feeling of what you would like for the future. So mark this date, Sunday, September 30th, the final broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour on this station. I do hope that you'll pray with us as we negotiate for other broadcasts on other stations in the Metroplex. Now, let me say about your writing, if you would like this final broadcast, we'd be happy to send it to you on tape. If you'll write to us this week, remember our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Stewardship of the Christian's Time. What time is it, my friend, in your life on God's calendar? Let's take a look at the Word of God to see. I'm going to read as my text, Psalm 31 and verse number 15. But before I read the Scripture, I'd like for you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the joy that's been ours to broadcast this message over this station for 10 years. And now in this final broadcast, I pray for every listener. I pray that you would use the message and use the broadcast to strengthen, to inspire, to encourage, to challenge, and to bring men without Christ to know Him, even in this hour. Bless our nation today. I pray for our president. I pray for governmental officials on every level. I pray for Governor Clements, for Mayor Woods of our city. I pray that these men might seek divine wisdom in managing the affairs of government in these days. Then I pray for our sick and shut-in friends, our senior citizens, the businessman, the family gathered there around the breakfast table or perhaps dressing to go to church. I pray Thy blessings upon them in this hour, in Jesus' name, and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in Psalm 31 at verse 15, I read these words, My times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. The psalmist says, My times are in Thy hand. And my friend, I want to remind you with a solemn reminder that your times are in God's hands too. Your life is in God's hands. He has given you life and breath. God controls everything. God is in control of the universe today and all the nations of earth. But He's not too busy to control your life. And my friend, God is not too busy to hear your cry and your prayer and your request right this moment. Just what time is it on God's calendar? What time is it in the program of your life? Every phase and every facet of our lives is governed by the clock. We get up by the clock. We dress by the clock. We eat by the clock. We go to work by the clock. We discharge our duties by the clock through the day. We return home by the clock. We have our evening meal by the clock. We retire by the clock, and then the cycle starts all over again. So the clock is your governor, whether you like it or not, my friend. You are governed by time. The most precious commodity God has entrusted us with is time. In fact, it is so precious that God gives it to us in segments that are so small they cannot be measured. The poet put it this way, "I've only just a minute, just 60 seconds in it, forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but eternity is in it." The more precious a thing is, the more carefully we guard it, and the more wisely we manage it. Therefore, we must guard carefully the allotted time that God has given us, and we must manage it wisely in view of the lateness of this hour. The greatest example on how we should manage our time comes to us from Jesus Christ Himself, the Creator of time. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew the value of time. In Luke 2:49, as a 12-year-old boy in the temple confounding the doctors of law, Jesus said, and this is the first recorded word that we have of Jesus, I quote, "I must be about my Father's business." There's an urgency in that statement, as though the time were short, and it was. Not only that, in the second place, Jesus knew the limit of time. In John 9:4, Jesus said, "I must work while it is yet day, for the night cometh when no man can work." You, my friend, have a limit on your time today. You may think you have a long time, many years. You may be like the man in the New Testament Jesus tells us about when he said, "Soul, take it easy. I've got much goods laid up for many years." But God summons him to eternity that night, and that may be your case today, my friend. There is a limit on the time that you have. Jesus knew that limit, and you and I do well to consider the limit of our time also. Not only that, but Jesus knew the brevity of time. From John 12, at verse 35, Jesus says, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth." By the way, if you spend most of your time dreaming of tomorrow and regretting yesterday, you won't find a great deal of time left to do anything today. Use your time wisely because it is very short. Little drops of water, little grains of sand make the mighty ocean and the pleasant land. So the little moments, humble though they may be, make the mighty ages of eternity. Time is appointed to us from God. It is written in Job chapter 7 at verse number 1. "Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of a hireling?" Time moves swiftly. In Job 7:6 we read, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle." Time is short. In Psalm 89 at verse 47 we read, "Remember how short my time is." Time is allotted according to the prayer of Moses recorded in Psalm 90. Your time and my time is an allotted thing. Listen to what Moses prayed in Psalm 90 at verse 9 and through verse 12. "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath." So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Time must be passed in the fear of God. So says Peter in 1 Peter 1:17. Pass the time of your sojourning in fear. What about the stewardship of your time? Let me share with you three thoughts in connection with it. Number one, in the proper stewardship of your time, you must know what time it is. In the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, the Apostle Paul admonishes us to be aware of the time. In verse 11, Paul says it's high time that we awake out of our sleep. In verse 12, he says we should cast off the works of darkness. In verse 12, he also says we should put on the armor of light. In verse 13, he says we should walk honestly as in the day. In verse 14, he says we should put on Christ and not make provision for the flesh. Notice five things quickly. Paul says in Romans 11, 13 through 14, it is time, number one, to wake up. Number two, to cast off. Number three, to put on. Number four, to walk straight. And number five, to shape up. This is Paul's message to you and me today. Let us then be awakened out of our sleep, out of our lethargy, out of our lukewarmness, out of our laziness, and go forth to battle, because the day of battle is upon us. Let us cast off all of those works of darkness, of sin, of lust, of greed, of selfishness, of sensuality, all of the things that would hinder our testimony, all of the things that would reproach the name of Christ. These works of darkness must be cast off. Then Paul says it's time to put on the armor of light. My friend, we are children of the light. The light of Christ shines through us. He's the light of the world. He has commissioned us to serve as lights in the world. So we must adorn ourselves with the armor of light, lest men go to hell in darkness. And we must walk straight, my friend. I mean walking honestly, soberly, righteously, godly, as we walk in the day. And then it's time to shape up by putting on Jesus Christ and not make provisions for worldly ambitions and worldly lust. What time is it? It's time to wake up and serve God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all of your substance, and your family and your home, and all your relatives need to know, and you need to know, that on God's calendar, the time is very short. Now, the second thought about the stewardship of your time. In the proper stewardship of your time, you must realize the seriousness of time. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29 through verse 31, the Apostle Paul tells us how we ought to spend our time. I want you to listen to these verses. I think they're very important, and they give us a tremendous and unusual message. Listen to what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, beginning at verse number 29. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possessed not, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passeth away. Now note what Paul says in the matters of the seriousness of time. Paul says, get the proper perspective in your life because the time is short. Your time is not to be taken up altogether with domestic cares. Now, that is not to say you're not to manage the affairs of your home. God requires that of you. But don't take up all your time with domestic cares, neglecting the work and ministry of Christ in your life. That's what he says in verse 29. In verse 30, Paul says that your time is not to be taken up altogether with sorrows. There is a time for sorrow. But then there must come a time when we overcome and get the proper perspective of sorrow. Don't spend all your time crying, Paul says. And then Paul says, you're not to take up all of your time with joys, he says in verse 30. It's a good thing to be happy and be carefree, but you must not spend all of your time nonchalantly. You must not spend all of your time without any thought of what's happening in the world. There's a time for seriousness as well as joy. Then Paul says you're not to spend your time with worldly possessions in verse 30. And then he says your time is not to be taken up with worldly pursuits. You're not to just look after material things, things on the earth, things that are going to pass away. Paul says use your time more wisely because your time is short. Now let me ask you, as a Christian, how are you spending your time? What are you doing with your time? Do you have the proper perspective of time? Do you know what time it is? Do you know how serious this matter of time is? You're just one heartbeat away from eternity. How long does it take for your heart to beat, my friend? Just a second, or less than a second, and it could be all over with you. Don't gamble your soul on a moment, because you have not promised one single second. Yes, time is short, and time is serious. Now, the third thing. In the stewardship of your time, you must learn to redeem the time. So says Paul in Ephesians 5, 15, and 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. And you're asking, how can I redeem the time? What do you mean, redeem the time? Well, to redeem the time means to buy it up, to buy it back. There are three ways that I would recommend that you can redeem your time. Number one, you can redeem your time by using it to win souls to Jesus Christ. In Proverbs 11:30, the wise Solomon says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Secondly, you can redeem your time by using it to help others, somebody near you, across the street, next door, upstairs, downstairs, right in the same room, in your family, in your circle of friends, a neighbor, someone you work with. Somebody needs the warmth of your smile and the tenderness of your word of encouragement today. Let me suggest you go out of your way sometime today to offer a word of encouragement to some discouraged soul somewhere. Somebody needs you. A third way to redeem your time is by using it to further the cause of Christ in the ministry of your church. Give yourself to the ministry of your church. Join the choir. Drive a bus. Teach a class. Make a visit. Telephone an absentee. Walk a mile for Christ to witness for Him. Get active in the program of your church. Support your church with your prayers, your presence, and your purse. And you will make wise use of your time, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Well, I have this footnote, and I shall be through. It's in the form of a little poem that reads like this. The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hand will stop at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, toil with will. Place not faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then be still. And now, friends, as we conclude this broadcast, let me again remind you, it would be our joy to have you visit Worth Baptist Church, 4900 Campus Drive, at Loop 820 and Campus Drive, using I-20, I-30, I-35 to connect with Loop 820. Be our guest at 10 o'clock for the Sunday school, at 11 for the morning worship hour, at 7 for the evening worship hour. And don't forget, October is Harvest Month. Our special guest, October 28th, Evangelist James Robison. Now, for those of you who tuned in late, I regret to report to you that this is the final broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour on this station, KMZK. This station is changing ownership, and they're going into a Spanish format of broadcasting. So this will be, today, Sunday, September 30th, the last broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour on this station. Currently, we are negotiating with other stations in the area. We'll make announcements by newspaper once we secure time on another station. This, incidentally, is the 10th year, completing 10 full years with this broadcast of Worth Baptist Hour. So we covet your prayers for the future of this radio ministry. Write us this week. Let us know how you feel about it. And if you write, we'll send you, free and postage paid, one of these tapes containing today's broadcast. May God bless you as you continue to serve Christ faithfully and bring blessings to your home, to your family, and to your life. As always, in these 10 years we have admonished you, we do so again today. Keep on praying.